This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right away. No trial, no nothing. Right to jail.
I put a picture of a flower up, right?
Right to jail, right away.
If Andy is healthy, is he your star? That's something that I'm not going to get into with Scheme.
Jail!
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Gotcha.
Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday morning, recapping week 12 in the NFL. Looking forward here. We'll touch on college football coming up in a little bit with the crazy weekend and insane movement with the Heisman Trophy odds. Like, a player that wasn't even on the board last week is now one of the favorites coming down the stretch. But let's put people in jail here, everyone, because yesterday – there was a lot of games. There was a lot of bets we made. Some we met, some we lost, and some people cost us. I'll start us off. We kind of touched on this in our first segment, but it's time to put Matthew Stafford in jail. This is three consecutive weeks with the pick six. And you know what? Does this coincide with me throwing out him to win the MVP at 8-1? I like that about 4 weeks ago. Yes. Since I said that, Matthew Stafford has thrown a pick six a week. All he did in Detroit was lose to good teams. And it was always everybody else's fault but Matthew Stafford. And we know he played the Lions. They're a bad team. They're a bad franchise. But this was supposed to be different. This was supposed to be goes to the Rams, great coach, and they pick up where Jared Goff couldn't, and they win these games. He cost them yesterday. He plays better. They could have won that game. He was terrible. Matthew Stafford's not the MVP. He's behind a running back now in the odds. Matthew Stafford to jail. Lock him up, Jake.
Maybe Jake was waiting for me because I also have Matthew Stafford as my number one going to
jail. Double jail. No parole.
Stafford, you know, he was this huge offseason signing for the Rams. He was better than Goff. McVay finally had his quarterback. Things were looking great. And then he's just been terrible the last couple of games. Rams have lost three straight. Stafford's thrown for five interceptions during that span. He just got embarrassed by the Packers. McVay was so mad. He's screaming into his play sheet. This is unacceptable. He's fake. He's a fraud. Put him in jail.
There is no parole. Matthew Stafford.
You Fugazi.
It is going to be hard for Stafford to get out of jail after this. I mean, he's got locked up twice. We're throwing away the key. Jail.
All right. I got a few saved up here, and I'm going to file these under when is enough enough, okay? We gave out – I wasn't here to celebrate, and that really upset me. Robbie Ray, 100-1, landslide, gets every first-place vote with the exception of one in the AL Cy Young. We talked about it at the MLB All-Star break at 100, talked about it at 80. It was 50. We're hammering it. People were like, okay, I finally gave in just because I couldn't deal with you guys talking about it anymore. 20-1, I got in. Okay, so we gave out Robbie Ray at 100-1. And you know what I'm dealing with over the last couple of weeks? I hear people say, you didn't pick Yu Darvish. You didn't like Yu Darvish because he's teammates with Mike Trout. People.
Show me Ohtani.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Ohtani. I did say Darvish. Why did I say Darvish? See, I'm still not there yet. Yeah. You have to take stands in sports betting, especially when you have large odds. You can't bet on everyone. And that was an all-time bad take, and I wasn't seeing Ohtani stay healthy. And so I didn't know that he was going to be allowed to do that for an entire season. But instead of like, oh, that was awesome, 100-1, like that's unheard of. Well, you didn't take Ohtani. Yeah, he was 40 2 weeks before the season started. Then the season starts, he's 20. Like, I'm going to jump ship. Like, I'm good with that. The number matters. When is enough enough? Bunch of clowns, get out of my face. When you hit 100-1 future, shut the hell up. Like, just like bow down, okay? That's enough. Black Friday, today Cyber Monday. I understand. We all got it. Here's how the internet works. It's 24/7, 365. Stop emailing me. Leave me alone. You're blocked. Every email I get every 90 minutes today, I'm done with you forever. I'm never giving you another dime. Stay out of my face. I prefer the social media promotion and give me the option to block you there. But just, I know. I can shop any day, anytime. Like, this shouldn't even be a thing, okay? And you're making up these percentages that you're taking off. Go away. Go the hell away. When is enough enough? You don't have to email me every hour. I can shop tomorrow, and I still have another month before Christmas gets here, okay? When is enough enough? One more thing. And I get that we're living in a world of subscription-based content, and I'm completely cool with that. And here at the BetQL Network, while other places are charging you for some great sports betting content, we give it to you for free. Okay. And I'm fine with, okay, ESPN Plus, you pay for it. If you like The Athletic, like shows like Succession, HBO, you got to pay for it. Showtime, if you're into that. Netflix Prime, that's the world we live in. I have no problem with paying for quality content. But I'm the old man, and I like things that are simple, so I pay for the cable. And with the cable, part of that is you get some of these other streaming services like Peacock and Paramount, and okay, I'll play your game. I'm down. I watch some of these shows, and I enjoy some of them that are now on these streaming services. But now we're playing the game of you're paying for the cable, and then you get the streaming services, but now if you want the new episodes right away, now you've got to pay for, let's say, Paramount Plus. Because I started binging Yellowstone, which is a fantastic show. I have another season to go, and I guess they're on season 4. But now if I want to watch the new episodes, not only am I paying for the cable that gives me the streaming services, but now I've got to pay for the Plus services? Like, are we not trying to make things simpler for your consumer? I just can't take it. Stop making it complicated. When is enough enough? All these people, you know, mad about you, Darvish, at 20-1 at a bad number that I wasn't giving them out. These companies emailing me every 90 minutes today and just charging me for every little thing that I want to watch on my television when you're already bending me over for a couple $100 a month with the cable bill. My God, when is enough enough? All to jail.
Wow. One big sell. All the emails.
You're blocked if you email me today. You're blocked. Like, you get one in the morning. You get one. Like, everybody else, get out of here.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Joe, because while I was watching that boring game last night, I was deleting emails and hitting unsubscribe. Oh. I have to do that so often now, or else I have 20,000 emails. Half of them are on red because of all these sales things I get in my inbox. And it's annoying. I'm right there with you.
I could scroll past the ads on social media. Like, that's not a problem, even though it can be annoying at times. And, you know, Big Brother watching us, they know what we're clicking on, all that great stuff. That's a lot of fun. But, like, just the, why do I have 170 emails when I go a few hours without checking it? Oh, it's so annoying.
So I have a thought on this, why I think it hits you so hard this weekend. Because we got the double whammy of Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. Like, all right, I get it, right? The world is cyber now. I'm okay with the Cyber Monday emails because I can just click on my phone and buy something. Stop sending me Black Friday stuff. Because, like, that, the idea of Black Friday is I'm supposed to go to the store. At least that's the old way of doing it.
Right.
The double whammy. Aaron, I did the same thing. I was cleaning out my inbox. I'm like, I have to spend 20 minutes here just removing emails so I can function, like, when the week starts. It's ridiculous.
My computer was doing that spinning beach ball because I had so many emails. I'm embarrassed. I had 20,000 that I needed to delete. So I just started scrolling, and I just deleted all of them last night. I'm starting fresh.
20,000?
20,000.
I have, like, some sort of OCD. If there's more than 100, it, like, unread, it, like, freaks me out. I will sit there and spend time deleting them. Like, I
so my brother's the same way. He saw my phone once, and he was yelling at me, like, how could you have this many emails? I would have anxiety if I had that. I just let it go to the point I don't even care about it anymore.
Yeah. Okay, what about text, unread texts? How high does that number get? Or do you even care?
So yes. Sometimes I do it on purpose because it reminds me to respond, because I might read it, see it, but then like I can't respond now. And if I leave it unread, I will see it.
Hear you.
I had hundreds of those, but I just
hundreds.
Well, so to jump on your thing, I'm getting texts for shopping now too. And at least you can just reply stop. But I'm getting like
leave me alone.
I'm getting the sales text now. It's like you email me and you text me. Just knock it off. It's fine.
Leave you should alone. Start responding to the sales ones, leave me alone. Not stop. Leave me alone.
I just God. Like no, I'm not giving them any money. I'm not. I'm gonna go out of my how annoying is it, Aaron, as you're going through all of these and then you see the same company again and again and again? I'm like, oh, jeez.
Oh, enough. The worst is when you have to, like, go down a rabbit hole to unsubscribe. It's like, I just want to
Are
stop
Are you sure?
Can you leave some feedback? And then you got to click on another link. I'm like,
here's
no,
some feedback.
Just unsubscribe.
They make it intentionally hard. They know we're lazy. And well, I'm not going to do this, all these 5 steps. Just take my $8.99 a month and leave me alone. All right, well, that was a great jail segment because, I mean, Joe just loaded up his cell with every company out there and everyone who's ungrateful that he gave away Shohei Ohtani before the season. Let me throw one more in. This guy to jail. And really, it's not just this guy. It's the nonsensical hype and excitement and highlights. Anyone that was excited for Cam Newton's return, including Cam Newton himself, yes. Can go to jail. Okay, he stinks. That guy is cooked. Yesterday, when was I on the Panthers last week? Yes. Am I upset at the way he played? Yes. I don't think the Dolphins are any good. I'm making the case they can make the playoffs because they're playing bum quarterbacks like Cam Newton the rest of the season. He's not any good anymore. The Panthers are a mess. Cam Newton and his supporters, put him in jail, Jake.
Oh, that front runner. Where's he running around on the field? How annoying was that a couple of weeks ago? Like, I didn't. Did you guys miss that yesterday? Like, I missed that.
I didn't
completely.
See it. No, I saw him get benched, is what I saw.
God.
I mean, he said to hold on and to trust him. No. Trust. No, thank you. We watched. That didn't quite work out. Also, really quick, I think the Browns should be put in jail because they haven't shut down Baker Mayfield, and this is ridiculous. I think it was Kareem Hunt's dad came out and said he's hurt. He's scared to throw. Yeah, we could tell. I mean, what are they doing? They need to figure out that situation.
Every dad of Browns players ripping Baker Mayfield. That's what I'm here for the rest of the season. They're just piling on. Odell's dad, Kareem Hunt's dad.
What is this, Pop Warner? Everyone's dad is speaking out.
Hey, they're following through on their promise. They were going to figure out what they have in Baker Mayfield. They're going to leave no stone unturned until he just completely ruins their season.
For better or worse, we'll touch on the NFC, state of the NFC next. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with Becky Will Dilley, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.